I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. The Kurdish people have nowhere to call home. Details from Terry Ascott, a spokesperson for Sat7, a satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa.
If you look at the Kurds, they're spread over five countries: Iran, Iraq, Syria, Turkey, and a few other places. They actually hold a passport in these different countries. They can vote in those countries. They have a national identity.
What the Kurds don't have is a sovereign state. Kurdistan is not a country, but a region in Iraq where Kurds have a certain degree of autonomy. In 2017, Iraqi Kurds hoped their fight against ISIS would help them gain even more autonomy. Instead, Iraq took some of their power away. Please pray for ministries reaching out to Kurds as they navigate these challenges. And technology provides greater global connectivity, efficiency, and access to new information. It's also the gateway to data exploitation, invasive surveillance, and all sorts of cybercrime. It's good to understand these threats, but remember, technology and the World Wide Web are simply tools. Mark Kordick of the Alliance for the Unreached says they hold tremendous Great Commission potential.
We're responsible as biblical Christians to respond to the needs of the unreached, the ends of the earth. This age of technology, of collaboration, we can make a difference from where we're standing right now.
God may not call you to serve overseas, but if you have a smartphone, email, or Facebook account, you can help unreached people groups hear and see the gospel. Learn how to become a champion for the unreached at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World offers the free book Learn the Bible in a Year. Get your copy at missionnews.org, where you can also sign up to receive our free daily e-news. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.